I'd like to say, let's begin, if you haven't begun already. Because as soon as we meet Jesus, that's when the meeting's begun, right? Praise God. But let's turn to number 414 in our hard-covered book. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful Zion. Praise God. 414. It's so nice to have others joining us tonight. Again, we welcome you, and we encourage you to enter right in. God's been blessing, and He has something for you tonight as well, I'm sure. And so let's be free in the presence of God. 414.
Number
15 in our white book, number 15. Lead me higher up the mountain. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray before we sing. Let's pray and ask the Lord to have his way in the meeting tonight, both here and also down in the village among the young people. Praise God. The Lord met us wonderfully this morning. We had a glorious prayer meeting this afternoon, and I know that God is not going to disappoint us tonight either. And so let's have a large faith tonight that Jesus will accomplish all that he desires to. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your call to come higher, to come closer, to come deeper. Jesus, we thank you that, Lord, the Holy Spirit is drawing us in these days. And we feel that, and we welcome that, and we respond, Lord, yes, Lord, we welcome you to come and have your way in our lives. Oh, we need you so greatly, Lord. You put the hunger in our heart for yourself. You will satisfy it. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us today in the morning service, throughout the day, Lord. Tonight, Jesus, you're here again. And, Lord, we just direct our attention to you. Fill our vision tonight, Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, open our eyes. Give us a greater sight of yourself. Open our ears. Let us hear what you have to say to us, Lord, and our hearts to receive it. And, Lord, again, we depend upon the grace of God to enable us to give you the response that you desire. Lord, we want something from you, but, Lord, you want something from us. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us to be sure to give you what you are wanting. Oh, God, cover this camp with your blood. We thank you for the way you've been so faithful to protect us and keep sickness from us and accidents, serious accidents. Lord, we pray you'll continue to do so. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We recognize it's the goodness and the mercy of God. And so we humbly ask you, Lord, to continue to watch over this camp, naturally, spiritually, every inch. We just pray that you will have your keep your eye upon us. Now be glorified tonight on these grounds, Lord, and all the meetings, whatever we do. God, we pray that you will be glorified. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, number 15 in our white book.
Jesus, lead me up the mountain where the whitest robes are seen, where the saints can see the fountain where the pure are keeping clean. Lead me higher up the mountain, give me
To heaven. We're going to look back over our lives and we're going to see that Jesus led us all the way. When you were aware that he was leading you, and especially perhaps when you weren't aware, we'll look back and we'll see how he guided us like a good shepherd, just as he promised. Praise God. There's a song that Lily and I would like to sing for you tonight called Jesus Led Me All the Way. And if you need to follow along with the words, it's also in this book. 112.
Brother Paul, play for us, please.
First time I heard this song, I was attending a funeral of our sister Clara Lewis. Some of you may know that name. Clara Lewis was a missionary to Africa for some time, and then later on she joined, she had Janet Grothman join her, and they started a work in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, and there she served until the Lord took her home. And very godly woman, real saint. One time she was in Africa, they tell us, and there was a witch doctor in that community. And as she passed by his hut, the Spirit of God came upon her, and she began to laugh in the Spirit. And the people were horrified, insulting the witch doctor like that. What kind of curse is that going to bring upon you? And they watched to see her, if she dropped dead or not. And she just laughed and laughed and laughed. It was as though the Lord was just mocking the devil right through her. Well, she didn't die. As a matter of fact, God began to move in that community and break the curse over those people and prove himself to be greater than any evil power, any witch doctor or whoever they call themselves. And that was the type of woman she was. She was just full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit, greatly gifted, and God used her in wonderful ways, both in Africa and in Tortola, and of course here in the States. Well, I attended her funeral when I first came to New York. She soon passed away, and we had the funeral. And it just so happened that there were two people, a couple, that were missionaries with her in Africa many years ago, and they just happened to be nearby. And when they heard that Sister Clara had died, they came to the funeral service. I remember our pastor, Edwin Walfogel, was just so happy. He felt the Lord had sent them. And they got up and they spoke about their time in Africa together with her and what a blessing she was and how God used her. And then they sang this song. And instead of singing, Jesus led me all the way, she sang, Jesus led her all the way. And it was such an appropriate song for the funeral. Now, this is not a funeral tonight. We don't want it to be. We want it to be full of life. And but this can be all our testimony. If we follow Jesus, give ourselves to him, draw near to him day by day, we'll be able to look back over our life and say, Jesus led me all the way. So let's hear it in faith.
Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down. Jesus led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding paths on earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus led me all the way. Led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down. Jesus led me all the ways. And hither to my Lord hath led. Each step I tread, and soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down, Jesus led me all the way. Sing the chorus with us. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden.
It's going to be one of the joys of heaven to hear everybody's story. Oh, we shouldn't doubt him. He's leading us. He's doing exactly what he promised. We'll see it very clearly once we get there. But oh, I want to hear your story of how God led you. Hallelujah. I guess it'll take all eternity to hear all the stories, but oh, how thrilling. Well, I knew I couldn't get past camp without crying somewhere along the way. So, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I've asked our brother, David Shaw, to minister to us tonight. He pastors a church in Los Angeles area. And he and his wife, Rachel, have joined us this week, and we've had such very sweet fellowship. And we so appreciate their faith and their abandonment to the Holy Spirit. It's made a real difference in the meeting. And so I asked Brother if he would just speak to us tonight for a time, tell us a little bit about himself and whatever the Lord's put on his heart. So, Brother David, come here, please, and take your time. May the Lord bless you.